Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have a movie currently trending number one on Netflix called Spaceman. Now, it's listed as a sci-fi drama adventure starring Adam Sandler. Now, my veterans already know how I feel about Mr. Sandler. His early comedies are, you know, still hilarious to me. However, in the twilight of his career, very few of his comedies hit the same way. They're not really that funny anymore. From the outside looking in, it almost feels like he's doing what's expected of him at this point and kind of just going through the motions. I said something similar about Kevin Hart as well in his acting situation. But every once in a while, same with Kevin Hart, he'll do a dramatic role. And to my surprise, he's really good. I mean, he has real acting chops. I mean, I didn't see that coming when he did that Punch Drunk Love. I said, okay, that's a one-off. Then over the years, like I said, he just keeps randomly doing things. Hustle was really good. Uncut Gems is probably one of his best dramatic roles. But yeah, all of those are really good if you haven't seen any of those. So when I saw this as a drama, I got kind of excited. So can he keep that streak of great performances going? Well, what is this one about? This astronaut, Jacob, Sandler's character, is 6 months into a long-term exploration mission. This is, there's this cloud that's just beyond Jupiter that's actually visible from Earth, and he's there to collect samples. Now, he's married, and as you can imagine, this is a struggle for him. He's missing his wife, and he's getting lonely and all of that, but he does have this long-distance communication system, but his wife, Linka, has suddenly stopped communicating with him. Now, he starts to suspect the worst, and spoiler-free, he's right. His wife does feel some type of way about their marriage. So his mental state is failing, and his handlers are getting kind of concerned. I mean, he's extremely far away, and there is no fast way back. They can't have him cracking up out there and jeopardizing the mission. One night he couldn't sleep and he wakes up to find this mysterious alien creature in the bowels of his ship. And that's where I'll stop, because from there, this creature is curious about him and his ways and wants to try and help Jacob with his feelings and ultimately his marriage. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 51% on the Rotten scale on 112 reviews, with the audience at 65% on over 500 reviews. And what did I think? Well, let me get to these positives. Again, Sandler gives a very strong performance. He really nailed the depressed astronaut that is aware and unaware of his role in the breakdown of his marriage at the same time. Speaking to this alien as his therapist of sorts, he's able to access memories, and we see the flashback in that format. So we're like voyeurs in this whole situation, and it's very effective. Understated for the most part were the effects, but I did like the creature design. It was like a spider-like thing, and that cloud he was there to study, that was really cool. I really enjoyed the exploration through his relationship and how he got to this point. And the ambiguous nature of the story in and of itself and that ending, at some points I'm thinking it's all in his head, and in others I believe it's actually really happening. And as I sit here right now, I'm still kind of unsure how I want to interpret these events. Spoiler free, but I think I'm leaning more towards the positive side of things. The third act goes fully into trippy visual lane, and that's kind of where my negatives start. I thought they should have embraced the emotions of it all and given us more of that instead of focusing on the somber mood in those first two acts. This is really a slow burn, which is fine, but as you guys know, it has to pay off, and it just really doesn't pay off all the way at the end. Again, they needed to ramp things up a bit sooner instead of just having the same old tone. I mean, there's the same tone throughout the whole movie until you get to that third act. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yeah, I did. I like this one. And I would put this one right at a 72% on the Rotten scale. It's original. There's an interesting visual style to it. Great performance from Sandler. A bit of a trippy ending that's really open to interpretation. I mean, when you watch it, you'll know what I mean. You'll sit there after it's over and be like, did it really happen, or was this in his head, or how much of it was in his head, and how much of it really happened? You could take that approach to it as well. But anyway, But it is slow in nature. I mean, it does take a while for things to really get going. They focus on just one somber mood the whole time. And there really is no ramp up at the end, you know, since it's a slow burn. It kind of just has the same note throughout. And then all of a sudden the third act starts and you're like, boom, they start cranking it up to where we're going. And they really should have done a gradual scale and given us more of that. As is, it's a solid watch, definitely worth a watch for the Sandler performance alone. But as a sci-fi character study, I think it's pretty good. Now, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it. And yes, I will be back again real soon. I have several things recorded. It's a matter of me getting these things put out. There is a new horror movie that comes out this weekend. I will be checking out. Unfortunately, I just realized it's PG-13, so we'll see. It looked like it was something that should be a hard R, but for whatever reason, they're making... Well, I know the reason. I keep saying for whatever reason, but PG-13 helps them reach a bigger audience. And, you know, a lot of this is about being a cash grab. But I am a little bit concerned about this one because they didn't release this early for critics to review. But yeah, I'll talk more about that in the next podcast. Thank you once again. I appreciate you guys and I'll see you next time. Peace.